What about bevacizumab and rectal cancer? There's been some exciting work. Chris Willits did some interesting work, and I think MD Anderson's also looking at that in rectal cancer. What do we know about that?
Well, I think right now we still don't know a whole lot. The use of any, well, virtually all of the biologics with radiation produce a really exciting opportunity. When you look at the in vitro cell work or animal work, one sees that virtually all of the biologics produce substantial radiation sensitization. And to the extent that some of the sensitization may really be preferential for tumors, this is a very exciting opportunity to be able to get a much better therapeutic effect. I'd suggest one of the most impressive results by adding a biologic to anything is in head and neck cancer, using cetuximab with radiation therapy. That's about as good a result as we've seen in any disease by the addition of a biologic. Whether we can produce results that are that good by adding a biologic to radiation and rectal cancer is something that only time will tell, but it produces some very exciting opportunities. Chris Willits' work is really beautiful work demonstrating some of the biology of the issues, but it also shows some of the difficulties in interpretation of how we should use the drug. There are issues of dose effect. Much of that work has been based on the scientific work of Rakesh Jain, who was at Mass General, who believes that much of the effect of the VEGF inhibitors relates to a normalization of vasculature rather than a destruction of vasculature. Having said that, after giving bevacizumab alone, Chris demonstrated significant tumor reduction. They've postulated that may simply be due to a change in intratumoral pressure and tumor swelling is going down. And that all may be true, but I don't think we understand how these drugs are working very well. And we need to approach the studies in an organized fashion to be able to produce the best results.
What actual clinical reports are there right now of bevacizumab, cetuximab, and other biologics in rectal cancer?
I think they're just starting to come out, and I think it's really too early to say that there's anything out there that's very even close to definitive at the present time.